Glenda Ritz had a rough go of it last week.
Begin at 6 with huge developments surrounding the race for governor.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Glenda Ritz is getting an education on running for governor. State campaign finance
Glenda
reports.
Ritz obviously was outraised quite a bit by Tony Bennett in the race for superintendent. But these numbers are really abysmally low, aren't they?
They are, and I want to say one thing really quickly.
Financial documents showed the superintendent's gubernatorial campaign accepted donations during the 2015 legislative session, something prohibited by state law. Ritz has since claimed this was a recording error and submitted an amended finance report to the state elections division.
It's the sort of thing that you want to make sure you're getting right, and this obviously looks like they're not getting it right.
So says Andrew Downs, a political analyst and director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at IPFW. He says the snafu is an indicator that, at the moment, Ritz's campaign is not as well-oiled as it could be. And along with the responsibility of clearing up the matter and responding to media questions, Ritz's team has other things to worry about, namely money, or the lack thereof. The campaign's fundraising totals to date appear less than stellar. Ritz has only raised about $30,000, well behind Democratic challenger John Gregg and incumbent Republican Governor Mike Pence, who each have war chests well over $1.5 million.
Money is everything. Money is something in reality, and money is also something in terms of perception.
That's Ed Feigenbaum, another political analyst and editor of Indiana Legislative Insight.
You know, one thing that money does allow you to do is it allows a candidate to define himself or herself. Right now, all that the people seem to know about with Glenda Ritz in this campaign is that she screwed up at the beginning, and she's found it a little bit tough to recover from.
But this isn't exactly uncharted territory for Ritz. She has experience running a campaign with very little money, and a successful one at that. Back in 2012, when Ritz challenged incumbent Tony Bennett for the state superintendent post, Bennett outfundraised her by $1 million. Nearly half of Ritz's campaign contributions came in the amount of $25. 9 out of 10 were $100 or less. But Ritz made every penny count. She sounded calm just months before the election as she explained her strategy to State Impact.
I am not worried about funding for this campaign. I have a good grassroots campaign. And at the end of the day, it's about who shows up at the polls.
Ed Feigenbaum.
Well, she was able to win that race in a way that nobody else had been able to capitalize on in Indiana politics to that point. But it was really the social media thing, being the first person to really milk Facebook in order to get something out of it politically and to be able to mobilize her teacher network.
Plenty of the same people, mainly teachers, who drove Ritz to victory back then say they're still behind her now. In the short time since her campaign launched in June, multiple Ritz for Governor Facebook groups have sprung up, gaining thousands of followers. Her events are never without educators or other supporters seated beside the press. Despite lagging behind on her financial statements, it appears the superintendent can still rally the same kind of support to potentially carry her through the primary and onto the general election. But, Feigenbaum says, that all depends on controlling her message.
There are all kinds of key questions, as we see in every legislative session, where the governor has to weigh in. She's not had to address those kinds of things yet, and that's where the campaign will be focused.
And in order to maintain control, Andrew Downs says Ritz's team needs to really establish a functional campaign infrastructure so they can respond to questions or crises in a timely manner. That, he says, is what will determine the future of the Ritz for Governor campaign.
This all looks bad right now, but it's still July. And if the campaign is able to show that it responded in a good way, then this is the sort of issue that can be forgotten and go away.
As for Ritz's campaign finance debacle, the Indiana Election Division says it's yet to receive a complaint about the matter. If it does, that could lead to another round of scrutiny, a lengthy investigation, and plenty of opposition to her candidacy. Another test for the superintendent and her team. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.